changes in your life as you
in second grade?
Correct. What happens to American
okay,
Christianity?
Okay, so you're maybe roughly my age or so. That's false, many years. And so you've been born again.
Correct.
For that many years.
Right.
And you don't know how to dress the temple of the Holy Spirit.
And why would
it's
that
just
be?
Like every other one.
1 Corinthians 11, 1 Timothy 2, 1 Peter 3. If you've been a Christian for that many years, that's way longer than I have. You should be way ahead of all that.
And you and your husband should be out here doing the same thing, calling people out of all this worldliness and carnality and fleshliness.
I'm not their judge.
So you're not being a seeker.
The Bible says, who are we to judge? Not the world.
Yeah.
The body of Christ.
Give me a scripture.
If you're claiming to be the body of Christ, I'm going to judge your fruit.
Okay.
Give me a scripture. Oh, read on my phone.
Not,
see, I'm making a video. I'm making a video. I'm not reading. I'm talking
judge.
To her. Look, making a video.
But you're to judge
I'm not
the fruit.
My phone.
I'm not judging
absolutely
anybody.
No, no, no,
you
no.
judge your fruit. See,
give
ma'am, you need to read your Bible and
you're
not just read it. If you've
Bible.
Been reading it, no, you don't. Well, maybe you do, but you're not obeying it. You need to repent and obey it. You know pride is an abomination unto God.
Of course.
Absolutely
God
not.
Hates all false ways.
Of course.
Makeup, jewelry,
no
unbiblical dress. That's pride, ma'am.
Yeah,
you need to repent of it all.
Jesus
you need to
Christ,
repent
death,
and come out of it. Come out of the worldly churches. They're not teaching you how to
him.
Be a godly woman.
Turn from your sin.